Why is this night different from every other night? This is the question in the Jewish Passover liturgy that the young boy that is present is to go to the paterfamilias, the father, the family who is leading the Passover ritual, and he is to say to the father, "Father, why is this night different from every other night?" And the father responds, "Because on this night, the Lord led our ancestors out of slavery in Egypt into freedom. And on this night, the angel of death passed over our ancestors so that they might live and be free." That is why this night is different from every other night. And this is true not just of the Jewish Passover liturgy, but indeed for us here tonight as well. Because we hear in our scriptures as we read from the book of Exodus tonight, it is the Passover of the Lord. Tonight, as we celebrate this Eucharist, we know that Jesus, on a night much like tonight, fulfilled what the Passover was always about. For centuries, God had taught his chosen people the salvation won for them through the blood of a lamb. At the first Passover, it was the blood of lambs slain in the evening and their blood marking the doors of the houses of the Israelites, so that as the Lord had promised that night, he would send the angel of death through the towns of Egypt, and the firstborn of every family would die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh all the way down to the animals even, the firstborn would die, except when the angel of death would come and see the blood of the lamb marking the doorposts and lintel of the houses of the Israelites. Seeing the blood of the lamb, the angel of death would pass over that they might live. Inside the houses, they were ordered to not only mark the doors, but to eat the lamb, to have a sacred banquet in which the lamb was consumed in celebration of their salvation. And as we read, they were to eat this lamb with their sandals on their feet, with their loins girded, with their bitter herbs and spices, reminding them of the bitterness of Egypt, and they would then the next day march into freedom, as Pharaoh not only let them go, but ordered them to leave, just as the Lord had commanded. Every year, from that day until this very day, as we know our Jewish brothers and sisters did this week, they were commanded to celebrate this Passover so that they would not forget this night on which the Lord saved them in Egypt. But it was much more than just for that night, years ago, that the Lord asked them to remember. He wanted this memory to be fresh in their minds when this night in the Last Supper would take place. Jesus went to celebrate this Passover, just as the Lord had commanded under the law. We know Jesus kept the law, and so he too went to celebrate the Passover. But this would be the most special, most sacred Passover that would ever be celebrated, because on this night, Jesus completes what the Passover was always meant to be about. Because although it was wonderful that God saved Israel from slavery in Egypt and brought them safely to the promised land, as wonderful as that event itself was meant to be a sign, a prefiguring of what we celebrate tonight. The reality that the Passover always pointed to, not the blood of physical lambs that mark doorposts so that the angel of death passes over. Everyone who left Egypt still died. But rather tonight we celebrate that the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, marks, as it were, the doorposts of our body through our lips as we receive the Eucharist tonight. We too are marked with the blood of the Lamb, that the God might not allow us to ever experience death forever. Tonight, we know that Jesus' promise that he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will never die, that promise is fulfilled for us. That's why this night is different from every other night. On this night, we participate in the great fulfillment of the Passover. Jesus takes ordinary bread and wine, part of the Passover ritual, and instead of just the traditional Jewish Passover words over the bread and the cup, instead he says, "This is my body, given up for you. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant." The new covenant. Only one other time in Scripture, in the Old Testament, do we read of a new covenant. God made several covenants with his people, but through the prophet, he prophesied that there would come the day when there would be a new covenant. In the course of this meal, Jesus says, "Take, drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Those words perhaps sometimes can pass easily over our ears because we're used to them. But no doubt, the good apostles who had studied the scriptures, who had been longing for this new covenant, their ears would have very much perked up on this night when they hear Jesus say, "This is the new covenant." Tonight, we experience the sacred banquet in which we are marked with the blood of the Lamb. The angel of death, we know forever now, passes over us as we are promised eternal life. And we know that we are entered into this new covenant people. This is why tonight is different from every other night. So we do, as the apostles did with Jesus, as the Jews have done from the beginning, we gather on the evening of this Passover for a sacred banquet. And there a lamb is sacrificed. Not, in this case, sacrificed anew, but as we hear tonight with the Eucharist, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." We know that our lamb, the sacrificial lamb of the new covenant, is made present. Not remembering what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, but sacramentally, mysteriously, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is made present for us. And as surely as the Israelites were saved from death, we are saved from death and saved in an even more powerful way. That's why we hear tonight in the words of the consecration of the Eucharist, on the night before he was to suffer, for us and for the salvation of all, that is today. That is today, this very day. Not remembering, but in a mysterious way, the events of the past. Heaven and earth are blurred tonight, and we are, as it were, with Jesus in that upper room to celebrate this most special Passover. Tonight is different from every night. Tonight, the church throughout the world gathers in the upper room of our churches. And here we celebrate the beautiful gift of the Eucharist. But we do so also mindful that there is around us a great weight. The Jews, as they celebrated the Passover, that first Passover, would have been very much aware of death all around them. Perhaps even the cries, the screams, as mothers discover their firstborn sons dead and the Israelites safe. There would have been peace and joy, certainly a certain kind of enjoyment of the blessedness of that night, but also a great heaviness of death around. And as we gather tonight, we know too that there is also a bit of a heaviness. We know that Jesus, as beautiful it is to be in the upper room and the intimacy of the room, he celebrated this night knowing that he would not be alive 24 hours later. In fact, Scripture scholars tell us that probably the time that Jesus died, that the Passover that year was actually probably to begin on Friday night, and that Passover was Saturday. The fact that Jesus seems to celebrate a Passover meal a day early gives us speculation that perhaps Jesus moved up the celebration of the Passover by one day because he knew he would not be alive the next night to celebrate the Passover. This would have added a bit of heaviness, I think, to that night. Jesus knew, his disciples knew, that although this was the greatest moment of intimacy they had ever had with him that night, it was also the last night that they would have, that the cross very much was hanging over all this. But in the opening words of tonight's Mass, the introit, the chant for the beginning of Mass, we read from St. Paul that we should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is our life, our salvation, and our resurrection. In him we are saved and made free. So indeed, as the cross hangs over tonight's celebration, as we know we leave tonight and we transfer the Eucharist to our altar of repose, we know from here we go to the Garden of Gethsemane. Much different than the Jewish celebration of the Passover all these years that is filled with joy and excitement, our banquet tonight ends on a somber note. This night is different from every other night, and it's different from every other Eucharist, because tonight we leave not with a happy dismissal and the happy Sunday that you're so used to hearing from me, but rather in silence, as we follow Jesus in the Eucharist down to the altar of repose, we know that we go with him to hear his words to us: stay, watch, pray. Pray that you may not enter the test. For this sacrificial banquet that we receive tonight is meant to be strength for the test, strength for the days ahead. For we know that there is much tribulation, much weightiness of the next days. All of that is part of our meal tonight. We gather joyful to fulfill the Passover, joyful to be in the intimacy with Jesus, overjoyed to receive the Eucharist tonight, but also mindful that these gifts, this night, is given for a reason. It is to strengthen us for the days ahead. Pray that we might do better than the apostles, who on that night we know fled in fear and left Jesus alone to his betrayer. May we not betray Jesus. May we not leave him alone, even as we have to leave this building tonight. Let us journey well over these days, that this beautiful night tonight, wearing white in the beautiful celebration of the Eucharist, this upper room, it might strengthen us. For indeed, this night is different from every other night, and these days are different from every other day. May the way we live these next 3 days truly show that we are different. May we arrive at Easter different, having lived these days. For indeed, this night is different from every other night, because we hope to experience something very different from these days. That's why this night is different from every other night.